Good Wednesday morning. It's time for our Wednesday morning conversation. We're talking about the Tomahawk Public Library today, and Heidi O'Hare and Annette Miller are here this morning from the library. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
And it's National Compliment Day. You two look marvelous.
So do you.
Thank you very much. All right, let's talk library. Now, I'm looking at my notes here, first of all, and I want to jump kind of to the end because I see some really important stuff at the end. Not that stuff that's in front is not important, but I don't want to run out of time for a couple of these things. First of all, Heidi, what's been going on with the furnaces over at the library?
So we had some difficulty with some of our furnaces. They just didn't want to work anymore.
Okay.
Which, I mean, they were
not
28
good in the winter.
Years. Yeah, they were 28 years old. So we had some of them switched over. So parts of the library were a little bit cooler than they normally were.
Okay.
But now everything is back to normal.
Good.
So we just wanted to share that with everyone that the temperature is good and back to normal in the building.
So bring a sweater only if you want one. You won't need one necessarily.
Yes.
Got it. Okay. The other thing, and please forgive me if this is too far out of order, but when I see something about the fellowship, when I was reading about my notes earlier, I really want to hit this. I don't want to short shrift this at all. So which one do you want to tell us about the fellowship in this program? Because I think this is who wants to take it? Annette?
Sure.
Tell us about it. What
sure.
is it?
I'll take it. So we were approached by Islands of Brilliance, which is an organization out of the Milwaukee area, which is their goal is to create programming and create opportunities for children and young adults on the autism spectrum.
Hmm.
They've been doing this work in the Milwaukee area, and now they're branching out to satellites, I guess we could call ourselves one of the satellites. There's 5 satellites around the state, and they have reached out to Tomahawk to be one of those. And they're going to, they have created this program called the Fellowship, where they have an employee who comes and provides programming to these young adults, age 16, and they say like to early 30s, but there's really no like defining ending
okay.
age for that.
16 and up, no matter what up is.
Right, just okay. gives the people who fit this a kind of this situation to have an opportunity to come together and make connections with others and to maybe have some discussion and kind of just learn how they can maybe find opportunities, you know, to further their, whether it's their maybe some sort of employment or some sort of other opportunities. Just a chance, I think once you get through high school, just to have something to try to help you decide what comes next, basically.
Okay.
And Islands of Brilliance does that by providing ways for them to express themselves through art and through cooperation and by meeting others who maybe are similar and have similar goals in mind.
So people on the autism scale, I think it's okay to call autism a disorder.
Right. Neurodiversity. There's
right.
a few different terms.
And it's the reason it's a spectrum is because there's such a wide variety of symptoms that folks with autism
yes.
have. And it doesn't fit in a little box all
right.
neatly like a lot of other things do.
Right.
So is there, first of all, do we know here in the Tomahawk area that there is a need for more of this kind of programming here in the area? Was there any homework done, first of all? Why did they reach out to us? I'm curious.
They were looking for a hub in the northern part of the state.
Okay.
I personally have a connection with Islands of Brilliance. My niece works for them.
Okay.
She is a creative technologist for them in Milwaukee. And they were just looking for some place to base up in this part of the state so that they could draw, you know, maybe from areas around us. There's also one in Wausau.
Okay.
One of the fellowships will also be held in Wausau. Eau Claire, La Crosse, Viroqua. I'm going to forget one because I don't have a list in front of me. But anyway, they're sort of spaced, you know, they're trying to reach to some of the rural areas and some of the, you know, the further out spaces in the state to make connections for people who don't have access to maybe other types of programming.
Do they use this programming that they offer? Is this like evidence-based? We hear that phrase a lot, evidence-based research and programming. Is that what this is? They've done some of this research. They've been there. They've done that. They know it works. Now they're bringing it up north.
All I can tell you is that it was started by a couple who had a son on the autism spectrum, and they were trying to, you know, figure out, you know, how to best, you know, assist him.
Right.
And I think it just developed from there, the program itself. And I'm sorry that I don't have the words or the depth of knowledge to better describe the program, but it's a wonderful program. I would highly recommend anybody who's even interested in knowing what they do there to go to their website, islandsofbrilliance.org. If they want to find out about the fellowship being offered here in Tomahawk on Thursdays from 5 to 6 starting February 8th, there is a link on our website and our Facebook page, and it's just Islands of Brilliance website, and then search for the fellowship. And they're always open to answering questions if you want to contact them via email. That's provided as well. So
got it. Heidi, you were trying to add something there too. Was anything that Annette missed?
I think the biggest thing is that it's creating a community within a community.
Okay.
So that,
right.
And what I find very interesting about them is they also have different types of support groups. So it's not only a support group for the individual going through the program, but they also have support groups and for the parents,
okay,
or caregivers, so that if while they're going through this program, if they have questions and or they're looking for some other things, they also have that support group, and that's statewide, so that they can find.
And the programming is digital as well as being hands-on, so so there's some technology involved as well in the program.
I know very little about autism. I have one personal experience with it. A high school classmate of mine, and God, I had a crush on her when I was a little boy. But anyway, she went on to get married, have a family. One of her kids had autism. Took him to a ball game and saw this kid come out of a shell that he'd been in his whole life. Took him to a baseball game. And so a lot of times folks with autism, all they takes is a little bit of exposure to something, and who knows what can come out of that. And so many good things came out of her taking her son to that baseball game that day. And that's one of the reasons, because I know the story of how this helped this one particular family that I know, and I know there's probably other families around, and let's face it, up north here, we don't always have the same opportunities they have down in the bigger cities, and so, gosh, this is a great thing, and again, I hope that parents, and even individuals, grown-ups that have, they're on the spectrum somewhere, I sure hope this is a popular program.
We're hoping so, too, and we're really excited to be supporting it and providing the space that they needed to do that here.
Good, 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 good. And let's get back to the beginning of the notes. I'm sorry, I jumped out of order.
Oh, don't be sorry. That's
awesome.
This morning,
ladies. Let's get current here. What's happening right now at the Tomahawk Public Library? Either one of you, it's okay. Jump in.
I know that we'll be starting on January 26th, our TPL Teens, which is different activities. We'll have board games, and then we'll be picking or voting on a selection of movies that we'll be picking out for the teens to watch in that. And they can be also PG-13. So there'll be movies that we have at the library for them to vote on, and then we'll also have snacks for them.
That's for the teenagers. TPL Teens Fridays at 3:30, starting on the 26th. And I understand Olaf has taken up residence at the library.
Yeah, we have a
giant. It's not too warm for Olaf. He's doing okay.
Well, you know, he loves summer. He loves everything warm, but he's a snowman.
Right. So right.
They're
yeah, okay. Okay. Good deal. Just want to make sure he's okay.
So yeah, we have a giant Olaf who's down in the children's area. January and February. And so you can come in and give Olaf a warm hug, because we know he loves them. And then during that time, anytime someone checks out three or more books, it has to be books, they are given, if they choose to, they can fill out a slip to win an Olaf of their own. So we'll be doing a drawing at the end of February. So through the months of January and February, anytime you come in and check out at least three books, you can have an opportunity to get into the drawing for Olaf.
And all the kids love Olaf, I know that. whoever the creative mind that came up with, I did a read, Breeding Challenge deserves to be commended on National Compliment Day. So was that one of your Turu's ideas?
That was Allison's.
Oh, okay. So tell us about Iditarod.
It just takes a reading challenge with information on the sled dog race that takes place in Alaska each year, and that you would just log all of your minutes for every minute that you read is a mile in the race.
Hmm.
And then for the prize this year will be, there's this really cute little mug with this puppy on it.
Husky.
And then, yeah.
Okay, that's appropriate. Yeah.
Yeah. And then we also have some hot chocolate items to go with it.
Nice. So it's the Iditarod Reading Challenge, and you're going to be learning all about the Iditarod sled dog race. Got it. And share acts of kindness. I brought this one up before you two got here because I always remind people about that week too, February 11th through the 17th. What's happening at the library during Share Acts of Kindness Week?
We'll have a sheet of paper for people to just either draw or write things that they find they've either seen or done. And
this is for everybody.
Everybody.
Yes.
Anyone who wants to come and fill that out. Because I always like the quote where kindness is doing what you can, where you are, with what you have.
Hmm.
So, you know, anyone can provide that for the world.
And it's so easy. I was at the grocery store a week or so ago. I know it was after I was sick. Went into the grocery store, and it was, you know, sometimes you find all long lines and only a couple of aisles open. One aisle opened up, and somebody that was not in line as long as me jumped over into the line, and I, oh, okay, that's okay. And then she turned around and says, oh, I'm sorry. Please go first. That's a random act of kindness. Let somebody in front of you at the grocery store. If you got one or two things and there's a full cart there, let them go first. You know, you're going to be in and out, no problem. Just simple things like that can make a person's day.
Thinking about others, you know, and the world around
yes.
you.
Yes, yes.
You know.
Annette, I know this one's going to be for you. Read with Lee Lego, is that right?
Okay, so we have the monthly Lego virtual challenge.
Okay.
And so... To introduce the challenge each month, there is a video that was created, and Allison is the mastermind of anything that has to do with the Lego
okay.
Reading challenge, because she makes the videos and she knows all of that cool stuff that I do not.
Okay.
So she actually, this is one of her programs where Lee, the Lego librarian, that's our little kind of mascot for the Lego program, is going to expand their horizons by being put into a laminated flat form, and then people can come in and take a Lee home with them and take a picture with Lee somewhere reading together with you, and then email it back to us or get it back to us. I don't know... Like when my kids were little, and probably still today, they do something called Flat Stanley.
Okay.
And so Flat Stanley is a book character by author Jeff Brown. And Flat Stanley goes on adventures. So a lot of times when kids are in a certain grade level, teachers will have them make a Flat Stanley and then send it to a grandparent or send it to somebody. And then Flat Stanley goes on adventures. And then they take pictures. And so this is kind
okay.
of based off of that, basically. But with our library mascot, for lack of other words, Lee the Lego librarian.
Now, so, and this is obviously for the kids.
Yeah, well, if unless an adult wants to do it,
sure. An adult wants to do it. That's
okay.
We don't tell anybody no.
We do all ages.
Yeah.
Okay. So parents that have kids at home, chances are there's Legos laying around.
Yeah.
I think a great picture would be the picture of the exact moment one of those parents steps on one of those Legos with a barefoot. That would be a classic picture. And probably a first place winner, right?
It could, as long as you somehow get a book into the picture.
Yeah, okay, yeah, that's right.
Maybe the parents walking, reading a book, and they step on a Lego.
Ow, 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 ow. And so it was, and yeah, I can just see that happening. So there we go. When you combine fun with learning, that's good for everybody, right?
Yeah.
Definitely.
I highly believe
easier.
That. The best books... The most engaging books to share with little people are the ones that make them laugh, that
sure.
are funny.
Yeah.
Oh, that's for sure.
I'm a new grandpa, and so I got a 14-month-old grand boy, and I can't wait to get him on my lap and start reading. But I should probably start right now. It's never too early, is it?
Never too early.
Yes.
Yeah, I know. I got it, and I know that for a fact. And I now I just admitted that I don't do something that I know about. So I'm gonna have to.
There's still time.
There's still time. Plenty of time.
Sing.
Absolutely.
Singing too.
No, you don't want to. I don't want to hurt that kid. No, he doesn't want to hear me singing. Annette and Heidi are here from our Tomahawk Library. And Move It, Move It, Move It. What's that all about on Tuesdays?
On Tuesday mornings, we just have a play area for young children and their caretakers and parents to just come in and
move the furniture around. It's free help.
Yep. to climb and play, and okay. We have a mat that's down, and there's all these obstacle course type things for them to play on, and
so it's to get
soft.
The kids moving.
Yeah,
but it's all soft, so it's for littler people.
Okay,
a place to escape to if you start to get cabin fever.
Got it. Tinker Tuesday on Tuesdays, 3:30 till 5. What's that all about?
That's where we bring out the Legos and also a couple of different STEAM activities, which is just different things for them to do, whether it's a 3D printer or some type of art that they're working on. And there'll just be a couple of different stations, and then they can do what they find interesting and enjoy.
I didn't know you had a 3D printer at the library.
Oh, yeah.
Really? How long's that been there? Been a while?
Yes.
Boy, I didn't know that. And I would think kids of all ages, including my age, would probably think that's kind of cool. So you can. So how does that work? People can come in and say, you know what, I heard about 3D printing. What is it? Let me try it. What's being printed on the 3D printer there?
Well, so far, the things that we do the most is for children's activity.
Okay.
Last summer, we had sign-ups for people to come in and use them, but it didn't happen as much. I'm hoping this summer, when we have some lab hours, that people will be a little more interested in it.
Okay.
So, because there is a learning curve with it.
I was going to say, what's the end goal of working with a 3D printer in the library?
Most of it is just for, just like anything in the library, it's for enjoyment.
Okay.
Or in a learning base.
Okay.
So that you can start to see, like, is this something I'm interested in? Is this something that piques my interest? Or is this something that, how can I use this in my life?
You know what would be cool is a kid getting together with a 3D printer for the first time, and he ends up using that 3D printing technology to build a house. They're doing that now, and who knows what they're going to be used for in the future.
They have a lot of, they're like a 3D printer with cement.
Right.
That you can build houses and everything, which is really interesting.
And all it takes is that little seed when a kid first gets in front of one of these machines, and who knows what can come out of that and grow out of that little seed. Boy, that's really cool. I didn't know that. What's Art Share all about?
Art Share is where we always have some type of idea or thread. And then, so like, you take the idea, like memory was in December, and then you just share whatever you feel that image creates, and then you share that picture with us either on Facebook or you can email it to us. So you can either create the art or you could take a photograph and share that art with us.
You know, that's something that we should point out right here, right now, because a lot of people think of the library as only a place to go to get some books or maybe a movie or something. Maybe I use the computer for a little while when yours breaks down at home. There are so many other things that can broaden a person's horizon, no matter how old you are, all at the Tomahawk Public Library.
And make your day happier, or, you know, add a little bit more.
Sure. And lots of cool people probably hang out there, too. You never know who you're going to see at the library. Virtual Lego Challenge. Boy, more about the Legos here.
They're a very popular item.
Yes, they are. So how does this Lego Challenge work?
So as Nett was kind of talking about earlier, the first Monday of each month, we have a video that goes live, and you watch the challenge. And then, for instance,
it's aquarium for this month.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, it's cool.
So you get to create some kind of aquarium and send us a picture of your Legos.
Huh.
And then your name is put in for the drawing, which every month we give away a minifigure.
I see. Okay, so again, learning and fun combined and payoff at the end.
Yep.
All good stuff. And let me get to the end here. You're warm. The furnaces are working now. What else? Yep. Any other things here before we tie things up here?
I guess we're still moving things around and finishing up. So one of our big things this winter has been we have moved our large print collection. It used to be, if you go into the adult wing, the furthest away from everything.
Okay.
And so now it's at the front of the adult section, so that, because a lot of the times, not always, but a lot of people who use large print also have a harder time walking.
And seeing, maybe.
Yep. Yeah. And so now it's in the front area of the stacks. So we had to move a lot of things in order for that to happen. So we're just in the process of moving still some of the stacks, the nonfiction, the Western, the science fiction. We've just moved it around a little bit. And we'll be finishing that up in the next couple of months, and then also putting more signs up.
Got it. Featured library item, and we kind of talked about this. Annette, why don't you bring us home with this, the featured library item?
Well, we added games to our library of things. That's kind of what we call it.
Okay.
First, we started with educational games, like math games or geography games. And then... and learning those concepts with those games. But there's so much more that happens when you play any kind of a game. The cooperation between the people playing, the lessons that you learn about, you know, reading instructions and how to do something, and so much more. And we've just been adding to our game collection, and we now have a lot more board games that would be for adults, for teens, for young people, and mm-hmm. for a little bitty. I think we have some board games that are for age 3 year. So we've really developed that collection because, you know, play is one of the best forms of learning.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I mean, there's so many skills that can be developed, and just the even the connections and the time together. It's huge when you play games like that, and it's another thing that kind of offers time away from screens.
Oh yeah.
And just being together with people. So
it seemed that the whole theme this morning is having fun while learning. It's been kind of a theme here this morning, and that's what's happening.
We have a lot of fun new books because it's a new year, so there's a lot of new fun books. So, you know, don't forget that part as well.
Haven't been by the library in a while. Chances are you're going to find something brand new. Heidi and Annette, thank you both for being here this morning. And, gosh, I hope the library is as full as it can be most of the time.
Thank you.
Thanks for being here, both of you.